Indeed, I have done both. I mean, my first instrument was drum set. I didn't start till I was 19. I was just walking past a drum shop in Portsmouth one day, and where I come from, Portsmouth in England, and thought, oh yeah, great, have a drum lesson. I'd never had done any music before at all in my life, and you know, that completely transformed my life. It took, you know, brought music into my life and led me forward in that way. I only had a couple of lessons and I joined a band, and pretty much for some years I taught myself on the drum set by, you know, analysing and transcribing and spending a massive amount of time developing my playing as best I could. And that worked very well for me in developing my drum set playing. Some instruments have been very different for me, such as the tabla, where there's been an intense study with a master tabla player, and the same with the South Indian mridangam and konakol, the vocal percussion. Very, very strict learning routines and schedules and what have you. Both very different ways, but they've both got completely different benefits. There's something reassuring about somebody saying to you, this is how it's done, you know, this is the way it is. But it's also a fantastic challenge to not know exactly how it's done and how that technique is, and spending the time analysing the possibilities and looking at the different ways that certain objectives can be achieved with an instrument. Some instruments I don't think is possible on, such as the tabla. Instruments like that, it's very, very difficult to get anywhere without any proper guidance. But a lot of percussion, it is possible to develop your own techniques and develop your own way on that, and also to transcribe and work out what other people are doing, such as bongo techniques and conga techniques and djembe and some of the African drumming techniques. The difficult thing, of course, is the feel and the, you know, the rooting that lies behind that whole approach.